What's new in business news, April 2nd, 2014? Tourists cheated at Travel Expo by Krabi Resort. Wealthy foreign real estate investors return to Bangkok. And Bank of Thailand governor warns of recession. Tourism. Tourists cheated at Travel Expo by Krabi Resort. More than 100 tourists have lodged complaints against Phu Prenang Resort and Spa in Krabi. The tourists bought low-priced travel packages for the resort at the Thailand Travel Expo in Bangkok. When the tourists showed up, the hotel refused to honor the deals, even though it had received full payment. Total damages came to around 10 million baht. More than 5,000 hotel packages at Phu Prenang Resort and Spa were sold by Phu Prenang Travel. Both the hotel and travel agents have the same owner. On Sunday, Tourism Authority of Thailand's Krabi office took the tourists to the Krabi police station to file complaints against the resort for alleged fraud. PK Exhibition, the organizer of Thailand Travel Expo, accepted that Phu Prenang Travel joined its fair in September last year at the Queen Sirikit National Conference Center along with other travel companies. It claimed it selected tour operators and hotels to join the fair by checking their travel agency business licenses. However, PK Exhibition said checking only the license was not enough. Consumers should also check the backgrounds of travel agents from popular websites such as Pontip or call the Department of Tourism's Information Center to see if the tour company they are dealing with is on a blacklist. Real estate. Wealthy foreign real estate investors return to Bangkok. Foreign investors, mostly from East Asian and Southeast Asian countries, are resuming investment in Thai property now that the emergency decree has been lifted and the Bangkok shutdown is over. 8 foreign investor groups have approached the property consultant Colliers International in the past 2 weeks about investment opportunities. 3 of the groups were Japanese, interested in industrial estates, hotels, and residential development along the eastern seaboard. 2 of the investors were from South Korea and sought to invest in factories and hotels. 2 more investors came from Hong Kong and Singapore and were interested in existing Grade A office buildings and hotels in Bangkok that can generate income immediately. Their targeted return is 5-7% a year against 1-3% in their home countries. Another potential investor was a large Chinese property developer looking for plots in northern border provinces to develop large-scale projects. Each investor group had a budget of about US $100 million or 3.2 billion baht for each project. These investors planned to enter late last year, but delayed their decision due to political turmoil in Thailand since last November. In the first quarter of 2014, Colliers closed 5 land transactions worth a combined 700 million baht. All were plots of land acquired by Thai investors looking to develop office and residential projects. In the pipeline are 2.5 billion baht worth of deals that include land plots in Bangkok, Chonburi, and Pattaya, and a golf course in Chonburi's Siracha district. In the first quarter, 10,119 condo units from 14 projects were launched in Bangkok districts, down from 16,000 in the same period last year. Half were launched in March alone, reflecting improved sentiment. Economy. Bank of Thailand governor warns of recession. Thailand is facing the risk of recession for the first 2 quarters, but the situation is not worrisome as the economy is likely to rebound from the 3rd quarter, says Central Bank Governor Prasonthrai Ratvorakul. Economic growth in the first quarter contracted compared with last year's 4th quarter. But whether the country will slip into recession depends on the 2nd quarter's growth. If economic growth continues to shrink in the 2nd quarter, it will be a recession. Recession is defined as a contraction in gross domestic product, or GDP, for two consecutive quarters. GDP during the last quarter of 2013 expanded by a mere 0.6% both quarter on quarter and year on year, and the full year growth came in at 2.9% as the political tensions that flared up late last October bit into the economy. The central bank late last month trimmed the GDP growth forecast to 2.7% from 3% this year due to greater downside risk to the economy prompted by months of political unrest. The Asian Development Bank, or ADB, yesterday warned Thailand's GDP will expand by less than 2% if a functioning government is not formed by the end of the third quarter. Retail loan growth had fallen to 9-10% from 15% due to consumers' increasing prudent spending and stringent loan approvals. Fitch Ratings warned that rising household debt is a threat to banks' asset quality, particularly if conditions worsen. Household debt to GDP rose to 82.3% at the end of 2013, from 77.3% at the end of 2012. Fitch Ratings expects the pace of household leverage to slow further in 2014 due to the expiration of the first-time car buyer scheme, slower economic growth, and a more cautious lending environment. The central bank's monetary easing policy could boost consumer and investor confidence. The Bank of Thailand's rate-setting committee, by a narrow vote of 4-3, decided to slash the policy rate by a quarter percentage point to 2% on March 12th to provide a buffer to downside risk to growth. Asset quality at state policy banks would be more vulnerable in weaker economic conditions as they lend to lower-income households. State policy banks funded 29.5% of household loans at the end of 2013. Vulnerabilities are also accumulating in less regulated entities such as non-bank financial institutions and savings cooperatives, which provided 28% of household credit in 2013.